New.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Keeping one eye on the news out of Belgium today, deadly terrorist attack at the Belgian airport as well as in the metro system. At least 28 dead, that number expected to rise as more people are discovered. Goodness, tough times.
It is
in the world today.
It is very scary, and of course, they felt like they were blindsided. Of course, with the IDing of the Paris bomber last week, they think that this might be connected. But of course, all speculation coming out this morning. But as we woke up, this is the first thing we see, of course, across the news as we wake up, thinking it's going to be just another Tuesday, right? Another day. And to find that there is complete unrest in the world going on.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. We're watching very carefully what's going on and reporting it to you as we get any new updates or whatnot. We will break into our regular programming and let you know what's going on. Global markets and the U.S. stock futures are down, and so we'll see how that's going to end up developing. We anticipate anytime there's a terror attack, we anticipate the markets to respond to that in a negative manner. But people, as we have discovered, are resilient, and we will get through. We will stand with Brussels, and you know, it's just a challenging situation all the way around. Here at the Experience Pros Radio Show, we do pride ourselves on the fact that we are positive business talk, and so along those lines, we're going to continue our programming in a positive manner, but just know that we are keeping one eye on Brussels as news breaks and people start to learn about that here in the U.S. It is time for You Choose the News. This is the opportunity where we choose news of a lighter sort to discuss, and I've got three stories for you today, Angel. Popeye. Well, actually, it's not Popeye. It's Popeyes.
Popeyes.
As in the chicken place.
Oh. I'm actually getting some clues.
Well, just because it wasn't Popeye. It wasn't that Popeye. Let's see. This one is Name That Ship or Death to Stoplights.
Death to stoplights?
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
All right. MIT. You know the MIT folks? The brainiacs, the smart people?
Okay.
Yeah. MIT is prepared to kill the stoplight. In a journal article published in PLOS ONE, a group of researchers from MIT's Sensibility City Lab laid out a plan to make the old-fashioned traffic light obsolete.
What?
Yeah. The idea,
don't need no stinking traffic lights.
The idea revolves around a series of sensors in a smart car that whether it's a driverless car or one that's human controlled, doesn't matter, that has very sophisticated computing. The driver or rider signals their intention to the car to say turn right. The car communicates with nearby traffic infrastructure to determine if the way is clear to move through the intersection.
I think they can actually adjust the cars coming through.
By simply signaling, it would speed up or slow down a car, depending on the needs, briefly stop it if another car was at the intersection, and in general, get people moving more quickly toward their destination. So think of it as, you get this intersection, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there are all kinds of cars coming from all different directions.
Right.
And people turning in the intersection and whatnot, but if you signal your intent to make this turn, your car automatically slows just a little bit and then speeds up, and boom, you're on your way. No lights required. All because of the computers controlling it.
Computers controlling it. So we don't need a traffic circle.
Nope.
Right? It's just going to control the speed of which you approach the intersection so we can all get through there.
Interesting. About time.
Well, you think about some of the things they've done to control traffic, right? We've got those on-ramp little stoplights, when you're getting on the
sure.
on the highway, right?
Yeah.
So that we're not all getting on the highway together. Instead we're all backed up on the on-ramp and then not up to speed enough, and so we're causing more traffic slowdown there because it's harder to merge at, when you're only up to 40 miles an hour or whatever. You've seen traffic circles. Now, we've actually got a town coming into Colorado that they're kind of calling it the city of the future, where it's going to have a lot of technology built in. Very futuristic things. I wonder if they won't have – well, it's probably too soon to not have traffic lights because our cars don't have all these sensors on them yet.
Well, and in order to make this a safe environment, otherwise your car will let you go straight, you have to – there has to be some consideration for the fact that I have to make the signal.
You have to signal, and you
right,
have to turn.
I want to turn left. I would think so because everything else is –
So really, as you're coming up to an intersection, it's not a straight thoroughfare. It's not a straight thoroughfare. It's like a square
yeah.
at the intersection.
Well,
so
yeah.
you're not just going through an intersection. You're either going left or right.
You're going through left or right.
I don't think you can go through.
Oh, you have to go through.
I think you have to make a turn.
No. No. Based upon the traffic and what your intent, your directive intent, I'm going to go straight, I'm going to go left, I'm going to go right, is how the cars slow. And
so you're thinking, though, that people don't use their turn signals now.
Well, that's the concern.
So this is going to be an
that's
issue.
That's the concern. Where's the weak point in this idea of
Well, if
MIT's,
you don't have your turn signal on, then you have to go straight.
That's the point. I think I made that a minute ago. That if you don't do it, then will the car overrule any other option and make you go straight? Because that's what the program is designed to do. So if you want to turn, if it's the only turn for 100 miles, put down that signal. All right. I don't remember what I called this one. name that boat or Popeyes.
Popeyes.
All right, Popeyes. Young man trying to get a job at Popeyes in New Orleans. Job interview was in progress when a thief, a robber.
He's like, are y'all choked up over that? A thief, robber.
My first day of voice.
Grabbed cash, squeakier than usual.
Grabbed cash from the till at a fast food restaurant, and the manager conducting the interview then blocked the door, and the applicant grabbed the thief's arms. They blocked the door. They got the thief down.
So the guy's applying for a job.
Yeah.
And while he's interviewing,
yeah.
the store's being robbed.
Hello.
And
so the manager and the guy.
They stopped the robbery.
Stopped the robbery. And guess what?
Did he get the job?
He got the job.
Oh. Yeah. Does he still want the job?
I don't know if I would. I'm like, you know what? This is a dangerous place to work.
Yeah, I was just thinking a little, little side job,
right?
Come get some free chicken and and you know, kind of work to pay myself, you know, pay off some student loans or something, right?
Yeah.
But now I have to ward off robberies.
Yeah, no, this guy says, he wasn't going to take that $300, $400. No, we got our money back,
okay.
And I got the job.
And he got the job.
There you
go.
Well,
that's what you look for. You know, now this is going to be the new thing, you know, for interviewees. You've got to be prepared to go on lockdown.
All right. Here is Name That Boat, a state-of-the-art ship funded by the United Kingdom government for polar research, may be soon christened Boaty McBoatface if online voters get their way.
Online voters want to name this boat Boaty McBoatface?
Yeah, well.
How unoriginal.
Silly. Listen,
why?
The Natural Environment Research Council, otherwise known as NERC, opened a poll for the naming of a brand new 129-meter long icebreaker that is the largest and most advanced British research vessel to date. The NERC asked for names that were inspirational, such as a historic figure or a landmark. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. All right. In a far second place cry, RRS Henry Worsley with around 3,000 votes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
It's, you know, it's funny when you go online and you start to get other people's opinions of what you should name stuff. Now, hopefully they don't have to stick with Boaty McBoatface.
They won't.
But they are over 26,000 votes for it. Positive business talk, of course, watching the news this morning as the terrorist attacks on Belgium. But stick with us. Follow us online at experiencepros.com.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, this is Angel, and if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros, and thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station. Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your business day to join us for hours. How well do you plan ahead?
Well, what we're finding is there's a new survey came out that folks are worried about retiring. The 2016 Retirement Confidence Survey finds that American workers are clearly more worried today about their future retirement prospects than they were just a year ago. To talk about the results of this survey, we have two guests with us today. Luke Vandermillen, Vice President of Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal, one of the nation's 401k leaders in a Fortune 500 company. Luke, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Good morning. Thanks so much. And we also have Jack Vanderhey, a research director at the Employee Benefit Research Institute. All right, Jack, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us today. I didn't even know that there was a retirement confidence survey. Turns out you guys have been doing this for 26 years, the longest survey of its kind. Luke, tell us a little bit about the survey and why we're doing this.
Well, this is Jack. Let me just quickly jump in. This has been something the Employee Benefit Research Institute has been doing, like you said, for 26 years. Each year, we survey 1,000 workers and 500 retirees to try and get a feel for what their confidence is that they will have enough money available for a comfortable standard of living in retirement. And this year, we found a slight decrease for those who are very confident that they'll have enough. It went from 22% last year to 21% this year. But that's up significantly from 2013 when it was down to only 13%. I think the really important distinction to draw here, though, is how much of a difference it makes to have a retirement plan. For those people that are either in a defined benefit or a defined contribution like 401k or an IRA, we find that more than a quarter, 26% of them are very confident, but only 10% of those people without a plan are very confident that they'll have enough money.
Mm. Yeah. Those numbers still don't seem very exciting.
They're
right?
Not. And Luke, I want to address that for just a minute because over there at Principal, you probably find the same thing that we see here is when it comes to talking about anything having to do with the end of one season in life and the beginning perhaps of another, people just don't want to talk about that. That's in the future. And is it still, I mean, I see we're making some steady growth, notwithstanding the small downtick this year. But what are you seeing any breakthroughs in the carrying of that message?
You know, we are. I think the one of the things that we've seen is over the last few years is the awareness of the importance of saving for retirement has increased. So people are becoming more aware of it. it can be, as you pointed out, an intimidating topic, but it doesn't have to be. And, you know, only about just under half of workers have actually taken the time to calculate how much they should be saving for retirement. And that's really an easy thing to do with all of the different online calculators
we have
on our website. You can just take a few minutes and get a good sense of, hey, how much should I be saving for retirement? The other breakthrough, though, is over the last few years, business owners, employers have gotten smarter about automating the features of their retirement plans, like their 401k plan, to automatically enroll their employees and automatically increase their contributions. And we see that as a very positive trend.
Does the survey take into account which stage of lifestyle we're in? For example, millennials versus boomers versus Gen Xers?
Oh, sure. If you want to go and get the full set of results, it's just on our website at ebri.org. But specifically to answer your question, we find that the closer people are to retirement, in general, the more confident they become, because I think so much of the uncertainty as far as whether or not they're going to be unemployed, whether or not they're going to be healthy, whether or not they're going to continue to have a job, has been resolved for those individuals. So by far and away, the most confident group of people are those either on the cusp of retirement or those already retired.
You know, one of the things that it was interesting when my son was getting ready to go into high school, they talked about how many different careers that he's probably going to have over his lifetime. So long gone are the days, right, where you were in the one company and
you
had
your 23-year
pension and all of that. And so a whole different just retraining, re-education thought about planning and saving ahead has had to come down from the financial planners. Am I correct?
You are correct. And, you know, a few years ago at Principal, we described that as we've entered this era of personal responsibility where people do tend to change jobs more often than maybe their parents or grandparents. And so you have to take more responsibility. You're generally not going to be covered by a pension plan the way that, you know, maybe your parents or grandparents were. And so you've got to take more control. You've got to take more ownership. And that's why it's so important. This is such an important topic for people, regardless of what stage they are in their working career.
Jack, did you find anything surprising or noteworthy? I mean, clearly the study is noteworthy, but something that may have shocked you or given you pause in this study?
Well, for years we've been asking people both how much they think they should be saving and how much they are actually saving. And probably not surprisingly, there has been a significant percentage of people who are saving a lot less than they think they should. So this year we added a new question. We asked them, what do you think the consequence of you not saving enough money will be? 14% of those individuals said they thought they would defer retirement age, and 13% had no idea what they were going to do. So again, you're at more than one out of four. 27% of the people are in essence choosing to defer the pain, not to contribute as much as they should, as they think they should today. And that's a very risky proposition because we found year after year after year that if you look at the retirees, half of them say that they were actually forced to retire earlier than they wanted to,
sure,
oftentimes because of health reasons.
But what if there's just not enough money? What if they're in a situation where, you know, I don't make enough money in order to save enough money in order to have a lifestyle that's even somewhat comfortable?
Well, I think in many cases, the important thing is to get started and to contribute consistently. Most of these individuals, if they have an employer offering a 401k plan, will have some kind of a matching provision. So it's basically leaving free money on the table if you're not taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
If you get them in and get them starting to participate and contribute at an early age and have an age-appropriate asset allocation, we find in study after study that these consistent participants are going to end up in a situation where they're going to have sufficient retirement funds.
Hmm. All right. We've been talking about the Retirement Confidence Survey. You can find the results at ebri.com. Is that correct, Jack?
Dot org.
Dot org. ebri.org. Savingsexpert.org. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for being
Absolutely.
With us today. Savings expert Luke Vandermillen and EBRI research director Jack Vanderhyde.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. Listen, you know, social media is here to stay. There's no doubt about that. But are you neglecting your social media marketing campaign?
Yeah, I think that for a lot of folks, they just don't find it to be an effective tool, right? They think it's still, you can't have measurable bottom line benefits. But here's the thing. According to experts, social media is actually a lucrative strategy for brand visibility, web traffic, and even full-on convert them into brand new customers. However, they don't come naturally, right? And a lot of times we are not defining, a lot of times we're getting out what we're putting in. So we're not really defining what it is we want out of it. We don't have a strategy created around it. And so the results, you know, instead of blaming ourselves and saying, well, we didn't really do that,
we're blaming
the tool. You know, think about this. 90% of all business solutions can be solved by more sales. But what do? We sit around. We have meetings. We sit around and work on our marketing. We file away our database and update our database. And we're doing all this busy work, right? But we're not actually out there making sales. I just need more customers. Well, what did you do today to actually bring in a new customer? Did you meet with somebody? Did you talk to somebody? Did you connect with anybody? Did you follow up?
I unlocked the front door.
Right? And so here's the thing. You know, rather than blame the tool of social media, just start to recognize that maybe there are some mistakes that you're, or just some activities that you're missing out on that could actually make it more effective for you.
All right. Like what?
All right. So number one, found a fun little article over on Inc.com. So they say number one is you never made a plan.
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
Right? Just like signing up. Actually, they say you can't just start marketing on social media. It's not like signing up for Facebook as an individual user. If you want any hope of being successful, you need a strategy.
Come on.
Including who's your target audience. Now, this is the nice thing about social media.
Who's your daddy?
Okay.
Oh.
Is you can actually get really nitty gritty on defining who your target audience is. And we're not just talking men between the ages of 35 and 55, women between the ages of, or in this geographical area. You can actually get really nitty gritty on social media to say, I want people who work out. I want people who drink coffee. I want people who are into DIY projects. Right. You can actually, because of the activities that we all participate in individually on social media, you can actually define who you want to target your audience to.
Number two, you're not posting regularly. How many times do we need to say it? Apparently, we need to say it consistently. You need to be consistent.
Yeah. If you're just posting a few times a day or a few times a week, you're not going to generate enough visibility. Now, we know that when it comes to your business pages, Facebook has some unique algorithms. They want you to pay to boost those posts. Now, you're not going to pay a lot for them. We're talking a minimal amount of dollars.
Sure.
But any time that you have an inconsistency in your branding, you know, think about how often people are on Facebook. Now, granted, they're on there all day long, lots of times, multiple times a day checking in. But if they're not actually capturing at that time your post because it was 3 days ago, and now I missed it when you posted again. It could be a week. It could be 2 weeks before I actually see anything from you when you allow some space in between in between your generation of content.
Right.
So now here's an interesting thing that I think is going to rock people's boats when it comes to mistakes that people are making on social media.
What is it?
You're scheduling all your posts ahead of time.
No, I just got Hootsuite.
Right? All the scheduling tools, great.
I just got TweetDeck.
Right? And so you get to sit down, you get to create your marketing strategy, and on Tuesday I've got, you know, my this Tuesday thing, and on Friday it's this thing.
But
and every
I know
day
it's going to be National Donut Day.
Right? And so you've lined it with some of the holidays, you've aligned it during the week, you've put it at different times of the day when you know your audience is more likely to pay attention. And you've done it all. You've got your marketing calendar. One and done. You set it and forget it. But here's the thing. They say that even though those scheduling tools are great, they help you manage your thoughts, establish a regular pattern of posting, also spare you from the disadvantage of logging in regularly to keep up with your followers. They say if you schedule your posts too far in advance, your followers will catch on to your too precise patterns and non-fluid language, and you'll actually come across as less sincere. And so the idea of social media is to create a social interaction. It's not just to say, shout, but you're actually going to be on there engaging and interacting as well. And you can't do that if all you're doing is pushing your posts onto people instead of actually being on the platform to engage with them. So
another one is you're not on enough platforms. You're using one, maybe two, but you're not going. You're not utilizing the full spectrum of platforms. It doesn't mean more is better. In fact, we say you don't want to be on too many platforms, but there's got to be a balance.
It's just nice to have your brand have a presence, right? We're on the multiple platforms. So I still recommend find your favorite, get good at it, add another. Get good at that. Don't add them all at once. Add them as you get good at them. And as you have a team of people to help you generate that content as well. And so maybe somebody in the office is really into Twitter and somebody else is really into Instagram and somebody else on the Snapchat and somebody else on LinkedIn. And you can have a variety of folks that are participating in your social media generation of content. Though we have some There's a whole nother conversation we can have about being careful about who's running your social media campaigns. But making sure that your brand at least has a presence on these other platforms is always a good idea.
Are you on the right platforms?
Right. And using them all differently. Here's the mistake was when you have multiple platforms, we tend to post the exact same thing on every single platform. So the exact same thing on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, it's all the exact same thing. And then, so where's the benefit of following you on different platforms? There isn't. In fact, now I'm mad because I've now gotten the same exact post from you everywhere I've looked.
Right.
And now I'm not a happy customer. So using each platform specifically, different content, different strategies for each platform, which is, again, why we say go back to one, get your strategy for the one. Then add the second one, but don't just copycat everything onto the different platforms. The next one is you're not responding to your followers. It's called social,
right?
Social media. My friend Daryl is really good at the social in social media, and he's Daryl Stern with Stern DMB. When you follow him on Twitter, he says, "Thank you for following me." It's not an automated, thank you for following me here, now follow me over there.
Right.
He actually engages and interacts with you. I noticed this about you. I saw you like this, or I saw, you know, that you're looking for whatever. He's paying attention. He's actually interacting, which is what you would do. Think in a social cocktail party, right, or a birthday, or at the football tailgate party. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I like that shirt. I like the jersey you're wearing. How are you going to respond to that? This is the same thing. You're going to engage in a conversation.
I'm going to say thank you.
Thank you. I like yours too. And are you here for the game? And you know, how long have you been a fan? Or do you come here often? Or who invited you? You're going to actually start a conversation. Do that on social media. Here's the thing. We're so excited. Somebody liked us. Somebody followed us. Somebody shared. And we just watch. Like we're just little voyeurs watching off the side going, who's going to like my stuff? Who's going to pay attention to me? But you've got to start interacting.
That's another thing. You don't seek out new conversations. You think that everybody should come to you. that somehow there is a gravitational pull towards you and your posts, but the social nature of social media means that you have to go out and engage people in their conversations. You know, we talk about it here at Experience Pros many times. It's foolish to expect somebody to do something for you that you are unwilling to do for them.
And it is such a, all the people that are complaining about social media are the gimmiers, right?
Sure.
Give me some likes, give me some content, give me follow me. Okay, but what are you doing? How are you engaged and how are you interacting? And if it is all one way, you're not going to have, what are the things that we're looking for? We're looking for brand visibility. We're looking for web traffic. And we're looking for full-on conversions, people turning into customers. You can't just post something out there and expect that people are going to run through your hoops. You've got to engage with them.
It's a big topic, and so we're going to carry it over to our next segment. Don't go anywhere, folks. If your social media, and especially as it relates to your marketing, needs a boost and some ROI, well, we've got ways to test it. We've got ways to help. All that coming next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
You're busy, but are you really achieving the dreams you thought you would? Infinite Nation knows that when your vision is big enough, you can create infinite success. Request your free vision check phone call with award-winning vision coach Carrie Conley. Discover how easy it is to achieve your infinite success. Call 720-331-8693, 720-331-8693, and check out the Vision is Victory workshop online at infinitenation.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money,
Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can see your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Just checking in on the terror attack in Brussels this morning. At least 26 dead in a series of terror attacks that affected the Brussels airport as well as the metro locations, a couple different metro locations. I want to bring to your attention that Facebook has a safety check option that helps connect friends and loved ones during a disaster. Check the Google. Just type in Facebook safety check and make sure that your folks, if you have friends or relatives in Brussels, are okay. You can use that Facebook safety check feature.
Yeah, they're actually asking you not to use the phones. Isn't that amazing? And we talk about social media and how it has been integrated into our lives, right? And how important it is now for staying connected. And in light of even something like today, that this is where we're turning to, is using social media and using Facebook to make sure that our friends and family are okay, versus, you know, blocking up the phone lines and trying to get through that way. So, you know, we talked a little bit in the last segment about social media and how you can actually use it strategically, you know, for a business to actually create website traffic, you know, get people. We don't sell on social media, but we use social media to attract people to our own website, which is where the sales process, we take them through that process. And you don't have to do it all from your landing page. You get to bring them in, you know, with different social campaigns to actually bring them into different landing pages, bring them through your sales funnel, so to speak. But social media is a great place to have that conversation, to be available, to interact, to even notice what are people looking for, what do people want when it comes to customer service or in your industry, what are they looking for? What are their needs? And to be able to deliver on that. So you stay top of mind that isn't so salesy all the time, right? Our olden days of connecting with customers was all very salesy. We did commercials in television, which we still have, but you've even seen a switch in how television and radio commercials have evolved. You could have an ad on your business listed in the yellow pages. You could do sales phone calls. You could mail sales flyers and paraphernalia or you know, stuff to them in their mailbox. But everything we did with a customer was all very push marketing. I'm pushing, here's my sale, here's how I get you in the door today. And it was all this hype, you know, and pomp and circumstance, right? Now people want to feel more engaged. I want to feel like your brand is concerned about me and my family and my community, the water I'm drinking, you know, the air we're polluting.
Yeah, the posts that are getting more clicks, more shares, if you will, are those that inspire, engage, educate, or amaze.
Right. You know, yesterday we were in a workshop that was talking about your messaging and making sure that you're not boring your customer, right? Like, I don't care that you've been in business for 30 years. I just want to know you're going to solve my pain today and you're going to do it better than your competition
right.
is. And so making sure that we are actually communicating in a way that lets our consumer know we really value you. And we can really deliver on our promise. And one of the things that came out of this conversation yesterday was the idea of people tend to, rather than move towards things that bring them joy and peace and pleasure. Like we say, oh, it brings you peace of mind and there's security and, you know, and there's happier thoughts over here. And we think that these are all buzzwords that are going to, you know, that we're solving for. This is the value we're bringing to our consumer. You know, maybe we do have a product that allows you to sleep better at night. And so you get a more peaceful night's sleep.
Moreover, though, what really seems to be effective is poking the pain point.
I haven't had a good night's sleep in a week.
You're exhausted.
I'm exhausted. I'm run down. And so now if you're exhausted and run down, these are the things you're going to the Google for. These are the things you're going to the store to buy is actually to solve a pain. Peace will come, right? And I know peace will come, and then I'll have less stress and I'll be a happier person. But I'm not actually Googling I want to be a happier person. I'm struggling with, I can't sleep now, and I'm exhausted, and I'm frustrated. And so to do some A-B testing, even for us, you know, we're positive business talk. And, you know, so a lot of the things we talk about is, you know, you get the branding, and you get the visibility, and we get these referrals, and you're going to grow your business through this like-minded community.
I want to know that I'm going to be in business tomorrow.
Right? I'm not going to fail, right? Or I'm not going to waste my money. I'm not going to get duped by, you know, some marketing scheme that I'm going to actually not waste my time at the next networking event. And so it's a whole different mindset for us because everything is always so positive. And so the nice thing about social media, and again, where this is all kind of wrapping up, is you get to split test. You get to do the A-B testing on what's working and what's not, what your customers and your followers want to see, what they're going to respond to. Maybe just by changing just some wording, maybe changing the picture that goes along with it, the call to action that you want them to do, just making some slight adjustments so you have some A-B testing.
And when you do that, make sure that you A-B test maybe on the same day of the week and maybe even at the same time, but a couple of weeks apart. So you do the post a couple of different weeks apart with a different flavor and see which of those yields a greater return.
Yeah, so trying to keep some things that are the same. So if you did it on a Wednesday morning, do it again in a couple weeks on a Wednesday morning, just change the graphic. Or just don't change all of it. Just change one thing so you can start to get a feel for what people are responding to.
Be sure that you have trackable links. If you have links that post back to your website, you're going to want to make sure that you can tell them apart in your analytics report so that you know the effectiveness of the return, yeah?
One of the things that you can do now is put videos and blog links like directly onto Facebook, which is a good thing because Facebook doesn't want you to actually put links that are taking you off of Facebook. They want you to put things that are keeping people on Facebook. And so the more links and the more you take people off of Facebook, the less visibility Facebook wants to give to that post.
And make sure that you test your calls to action with your landing pages and whatnot. Make sure that if something is not effective, tweak it.
Tweak
just
it.
That simple.
Test it. Make small changes. And you'll start to get a feel for it and create that strategy for this is when they want to see it. This is what they'll respond to. And then rinse, lather, repeat.
I love it. Folks, don't go anywhere when we come back. We've got top of the hour news. We're going to do some station IDs. But when we come back, we'll give you a whole nother hour, original, positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.